In this talk, Mr. Malpani describes why stability of pharmaceuticals is important. This talk brought to you by PharmaInfo.net.
Hello friends and all respected personalities, those who are listening my talk. Let me introduce myself in front of you all. I am Amol Malpani, lead to our topic. I wish to draw your attention on a simple looking parameter, but very important and tough to face it. That is stability of pharmaceuticals. Now, if you don't know the importance of stability, I will clarify it with some examples. Have you ever think why you can stand, walk and run properly? The answer is your spinal cord along with the joints and bones in the body make stable posture for carrying out these activities. If anything goes wrong with it, you know what might be the consequences. So, everyone in the universe searching for stability, and unstable things are not safe is a thumb rule and is applicable for atoms to universe everyone. For example, an unstable bridge may collapse at any time. An unstable elephant capable of damaging nearby area, and unstable molecules in bomb leads to an explosion. Unstable radioisotopes leads to emit harmful radiations. Most recently, an unstable Laila storms hits hard in the coastal area of Tamil Nadu, Andhra, damaged the day-to-day life of many peoples, and much more such examples point out one fact that if the thing is unstable, it may lead to destruction. And thus, in whole universe, all things, including us, try to stabilize themselves. Now we move on to the pharmaceutical preparation and consider an example of emulsion, where the two phases tends to get separated from one another so that they become stable under the influence of cohesive and adhesive forces of attraction. And that can be stabilized by emulsifying agent. Similar way, if you take an example, when a person don't know swimming and you put him in the swimming tank, then obviously he tried to come out from the tank. Now how to make him stable and keep in a swimming tank because you want to teach him swimming? So that is a challenge in front of you. Now think what might be the stabilizer or emulsifier in this case. The answer is, if you put him with a safety rubber jacket filled with air so that it remain in a floating condition that function as a stabilizer, and he will enjoy water and learn swimming slowly. Now, what you are exactly done? Think over it. You reduces the tension and make him comfortable with the environment so that it becomes stable. The similar way, emulsifier reduces surface tension of a different phases and make stable emulsion of a two immiscible liquids. Now we look into the other side of this case. If you put him without safety jacket, there will be two cases as he don't know swimming. First is, if he can able to resist the force acting by water, then he will come out from the tank. And if not, the second case, he tried for a while and then he will fall down in the tank. These both cases are undesirable. So what it indicate, if you don't able to prepare a stable formulation, it may lead to deterioration or destruction of that formulation. Now again you consider another case where a 100 kg person enter in the tank with a children's safety jacket. That jacket will not able to take his weight and it fall to make that person in a floating condition. Now Consider another case where 3-year-old child enters with a safety jacket of an adult. Then that jacket will not fit with him and it will come out from his body. What this situation indicates? It indicates that not only the emulsifier matters, but its quantitative selection based on the nature of formulation is very essential in making a stable emulsion. Stability of any product can be defined as its capacity to remain within official specification so that it is able to maintain its strength, quality, identity and purity throughout its retesting period. Many hurdles or disturbing situation in day-to-day life of an employee is being intentionally introduced by an employer to test his patience sometimes. In the similar way, during the journey of pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical formulation have to face many challenges from pre-formulation to post-formulation under different names like drug excipient compatibility study, drug purity analysis by different instruments, accelerated stability study at elevated temperature and relative humidity condition, as well as by exposing drug with different solvent, light condition, so that early detection of major pathways of degradation and possible impurities without much waste of time and money will be estimated under ICH or US FDA guidelines. So, at end, we can conclude it that proper stability study can give an assurance about the consistent product quality at a specified storage condition, packaging material